health and wellness, safety above all else. I started January 1st, 2013, and within 6 weeks, I was burying a childhood friend, Fall River firefighter Paul Chippendale. He was 37 years old. We grew up together. His wife was from my neighborhood. I'd known her my whole life. His two kids at the time were the same age as my two older children. So it hit home. We took it as a one-off. Cancer happens in the fire service. My brothers and sisters in the crowd know that all too well. I knew it personally. My grandfather did 38 years as a Fall River firefighter, and he died. He died of cancer, but he died at 75. And I would have loved to have him a little bit longer, but I don't think my grandfather would have changed a thing about his career. He lived a good life. He was able to take care of his family, got to do some traveling, got a short but dignified retirement. But what started to happen in Fall River, so I told you we buried Paul at 37. 2 years later, I buried Adam Franco. He was 32 years old, occupational cancer again, brain cancer. He had a one-year-old son. And I'm gonna tell you, in that moment, something clicked up here. Not much clicks up there, but it did. We got a problem on our hands. It's not my local. It's going on around the entire country. Firefighters are dealing with cancer at rates that we've never seen. We're dying from cancer at rates that we've never seen. And I found myself searching for answers. I didn't have any. Through social media networks, I was able to get in contact with my dear friend, Diane Cotter. And she alerted the fire service to an issue that shocked me, quite frankly. She said, you gotta pay attention to your gear. You gotta look at your gear. This is what we refer to as our personal protective equipment. Would you believe that my personal protective equipment is saturated with toxic PFAS? Toxic chemicals, saturated. We got scientists who are studying our gear to try to see what's going on with it. And their lab techs aren't allowed to touch it unless they have gloves. Normal tour, I'm grabbing it, taking it off 10, 15, 16 times a tour. What is that exposure level like? How does that impact cancer rates? Does it contribute to 30-year-old kids dying now instead of 75-year-old grown men dying? I'll tell you right now, for me, that's why I'm here. I've looked at too many widows, looked at too many fatherless children. I've had enough, I'm willing to fight. I'm not gonna tolerate, you know, this carcinogen in my gear forever just because. It's not profits over people. We will prevail. We will, absolutely. And I wanna close with this before I introduce our next guy here, but I need to thank you for the work you're doing. There is an overuse and overabundance of toxic chemicals in everyday products and every burning building that we go into. And so the work that you guys do, you might not know it, indirectly you are making my job safer. So for that, I offer you a personal thank you. I appreciate what you're doing. Stand strong, you're gonna win too, okay? I appreciate it, thank you. Thank you. Up next, it's my honor to introduce Ed Kelly, IAF General President. He's a great friend. But he's been a mentor for me for 10, 15 years. So, Ed Kelly, welcome. Thank you.